You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. It is also Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. It's Happy Hour underscore SS on Twitter. He is at Scott Brower underscore 13 on Twitter. I am at Steen on Sports. We have Laser Home Services is the sponsor for this segment. If you want to give them a call, their number is 515-585-6730. They'll take care of all your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. I've had them take care of heating. I've had them take care of cooling. And we have some other stuff we're going to have them come out and do. Customer service is unbelievable. The thing I like the most is they come out, they look at the problem, they find out what the issue is, and then they give you a quote on what it takes to fix, and that's it. That's what it is.
No surprises.
No surprises. And that's nice. A really good thing. And
absolutely.
They're one of those that you can give a call, and they're there, and you know. I mean, they text you. They're like, they're 3 miles away. They're a mile and a half away. They're two blocks away. They're in your driveway. I love it. I mean, not that that's needed, but it's nice to have because in our situation, once again, love my Nana. You know, we don't need surprise visitors. You know, we're all still trying to stay healthy and everything. So all the stuff that they did was amazing, and we appreciate everything Laser Home Services does, and we're glad they're part of the program. So –
with that being said, all right, so now we've gone from you talking about they helped you with your cooling system. Now it's they're going through the heating. So obviously we're using our heat now because as it does, the seasons change.
It is
a
cold
week from today, Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Are you mentally ready for that?
No, and here's the thing. So we have family from Ohio is coming in. Here's the cool thing. I have a – there's a really bad thing. Okay, so Susie and Ted.
Okay, just remember, this is a microphone.
I know, it's a microphone. Okay, I'm thinking. All right, and you can see it. My bald head is starting to steam up. So Susie and Ted, they are my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Their daughter would be my niece.
Yes.
She had a baby, so I'm an uncle. Is that what I am? Am I an uncle?
You're still an uncle.
I'm an uncle.
I don't know if that's a great uncle. You're still an uncle.
Just an uncle. Yes. So I'm an uncle. And so I tried to get to have the baby stay at our place so I could with Nana and Jen and I, so I could take care of the baby.
Do grandpa things.
I get Susie and Ted. which is great.
Which is
because I love having Susie and Ted because we have discussions and we discuss and fight over as many topics as I do with you.
Which is
what Thanksgiving's all about. But that's a lot of people coming over. We've been doing a lot to get the house ready and everything. So we're very excited to have – I mean, I can't – Brooke is – if Zach is 26, Brooke is probably either 27 or 28, and it goes all the way down to our newest member.
Yep.
I don't know if we've – we went to a wedding that was the closest thing to having all of us together that we've had. And now we're getting ready to have it again in less than like 3 or 4 months. So it's pretty exciting, but it's a lot of people.
Well, our middle one, it's his birthday on Thanksgiving. I've been eating turkey and birthday cake for, Andrew, your middle son is here as well.
So,
but I've been cake for, it'll be 22 years now.
There are the two best things. So you have a Thanksgiving baby.
And you have
and I have a Christmas baby, which is pretty cool.
Exactly.
Getting through, and we haven't hardly talked about anything on our list today. So I saw this today. This made me angry. It didn't make me angry, but it makes me think. So like, what's wrong with the U.S. and the way that we have products and services? Today I saw on there that you know, if you want Christmas tree lights, not a lot of them out there. Christmas trees, not a lot out. I mean, like, not real Christmas trees, but like fake Christmas trees.
Right.
Turkeys. If you don't have your turkey already, you may be in deep trouble.
We have three turkeys in the freezer, and I have seven Christmas trees, artificial Christmas trees, that will come out of storage next week.
There you go. And, and that's our favorite time, too. I love Christmas time.
I didn't say it was my favorite.
It was not your favorite time.
The lights are going up. I get it.
But here's the thing. So we were talking about all this stuff, and somebody sent me a tweet, and it was a U.S. flag pin that would go on your lapel.
Yes.
And they said, this is what's wrong with us right now, and how do we fix it? It was a U.S. pin, and it was in a plastic container. And what did it say right underneath it?
Made in China.
Made in China.
Dude.
Ah! I had that. I wrote that down, and I'm like, oh, my God, Scott will get that.
Oh, yeah.
If you right now, these are the NFL division leaders in the NFL right now. The Cowboys, the Cardinals, the Packers, and the Bucks in the NFC.
Cowboys, Cardinals, Packers,
and
Bucks.
Okay. In the AFC, it's the Bills.
Yep.
Kansas City, who everybody said, they're done. They're not done yet.
I never said they're done.
No, I know. We didn't, but people did. Right. Baltimore and Tennessee. Now, I think of those eight, if you had to say, oh, my God, that's not one, I still think it's Tennessee because
– well, because they lost
– Derrick Henry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a crazy thing. But –
what,
I mean,
you don't believe in Adrian Peterson?
Well, I believe in Adrian Peterson, but
20 years ago, maybe.
Adrian Peterson, but he's not going to get you 149 yards a game. But that, I mean, that's if I had to settle for that and then throw in two wild card teams, I'd be fine with that. I mean, that's a lot of really fun teams. I just don't think it's going to be that way because I think the NFL, this is going to be the 1 year in the NFL that things are going to be so topsy-turvy that you're not going to know until the last weekend. That's what I'm hoping for. My
little brother is a San Francisco fan. I think there's still hope for San Francisco.
I do. That helped.
There's flashes of brilliance.
Was that Monday night?
Yeah.
That was a Monday night. Yeah. That helped them.
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, I was not expecting that.
I don't foresee the Broncos this year, but next year when they've got Aaron Rodgers, they'll be a force to be reckoned with.
I don't even know what to tell you there. One of the big things that's happening in college football, and we've talked about this, I've talked about it a lot on the radio, right now, dead money sitting out there in the NCAA Division I football contracts is $625 million in dead money.
Right.
And Mel Tucker is the head coach. It's his second year at Michigan State. Mm-hmm. And Michigan State's had a really good year. Michigan State, to try to keep Mel Tucker, signed him to they're getting ready to sign.
Right.
10-year, $95 million contract. It's Mel Tucker. His record at Michigan State right now is like 16-12. And I get it. He has them playing really well. That's what's wrong, and here's where I'm going. You know where I'm going.
Ten-year,
$95 million. They're going to fire him in four, and then they're going to pay him $95 million. And then you have to listen to these athletic directors and president of these universities who have to sign off. No athletic director gets to write that check without somebody writing it with him.
Right.
No athletic director can write any check.
Are you familiar with what a booster is?
Yeah, I get it.
And it's
your
pocketbook and my pocketbook do not look like
boosters.
I
get that. But here's the thing. That is so when and I'm fine with that. And I'm fine with boosters helping. This is what I don't want to hear athletic directors come out and go, "Well, you know, we're going to have to cut three sports because we don't have any money." Wrong answer.
I know, but you can't write that check directly for that.
No, you can't. But you also don't have to write that check to Mel Tucker. Mel Tucker, in a meeting with them, said, "I took this Michigan State job because it was a destination job. This is what I want to do."
Right.
And this has always been my fun thing with Matt Campbell and Kirk Ferentz. Why would I leave Iowa and why would I leave Iowa State to go somewhere when I lose a couple of games, everybody turns on me? That's what they're doing in Texas. That's what they're doing in Oklahoma. That's what they're doing in Florida. That's what they're doing in LSU. That's what they're doing in USC.
Okay. every one that you just said after talking about Iowa State, the size of the checkbook is we're not getting results that we want. Here's a bigger check.
Right.
Go figure it out.
And that's why when people are talking about that, I don't want them to talk bad about Kirk Ferentz or Matt Campbell, because that's not how we think. I want them to be coaches at these two schools until they can't coach anymore.
Ultimately, I look at it from what Coach Campbell is doing for the team and for the boys.
Yes.
Okay? What Coach Ferentz is doing for the boys, right? You can sit here on social media and we can say things that are going to make our show controversial. Or trust me, other people are doing the same thing. Say Brady Quinn, to say against, well, this he shouldn't do this. He doesn't care.
No, I complained about Brady Quinn saying what he did, not knowing the situation. Let me take a quick trip to Ames and see. But I'm not mad at Brady Quinn. He has to do that. He gets paid to make those things.
Again, I go back
and
to...
he makes a lot more money than you and I do being nice.
Well, okay. We're not doing horribly.
No!
But
anyway, we're doing really well.
As we look at them, we're not making any money with this, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can tell by the...
I'm not talking about your real job, ding-dong.
Like, you can tell by the contact. Content, excuse me. But no, to look at it from the standpoint, again, I say, we are talking about Matt Campbell. We are talking about Iowa State football. And we are shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, not... Oh, well, maybe next year we'll rebuild. Well, maybe we know this is the coach that is wanted. Everybody is passionate about him. They like him. He's a good guy. Would you take one of your three boys and say, Matt, he's yours?
Yes.
For 4 years?
More than I would in a lot of different places. That's
exactly.
That's why I never complain about it.
So, I mean, same with Kirk. I mean, I
would too.
I'm married a Hawkeye. God love me for doing that, right? Married Hawkeye, I'm a Cyclone. I love watching Iowa.
I do too. I don't cheer for them when they play Iowa State, but my negativity towards the Hawkeyes is only at
the
points
one.
And times when
right.
they have issues, and you have to talk about them.
Right.
I mean, the things that they had a year and a half ago, you had to talk about them. I'm not a huge fan, McCaffrey fan. I give that. You know what I am? I'm a huge Iowa Hawkeye women's fan. I have now watched every Iowa Hawkeye women's game and every Iowa State Cyclone women's game that's been on TV. And I'm telling you right now, and I've watched some NCAA. Here's the thing that you don't see that you saw when Iowa State won the game the other night. Mm-hmm. They don't shoot. 1 for 18 on the 3-point line.
1 for 23, dude.
Oh my goodness gracious! And I have nothing against Mel Tucker. I think Mel Tucker's a great coach, and I think Mel Tucker was telling Michigan State, "Hey, I'm not going to go. Yeah, I don't want $9.5 million. You didn't have to do it. I'm just telling you, you didn't have to do it. But nobody
right.
trusts that, right?
Exactly.
Here's the other. So I'm going to skip off of this just because I want to go over this before our break. Are you a NASCAR fan? Have you been a NASCAR fan?
Okay, yes, I was.
Okay, not as much now, which is the same as I am. I was a huge NASCAR fan.
My father was a big Dale Sr. fan, but that's back when it was Rusty and Dale. And I mean, it was when it really became what it was.
This really hit me today because of we were really big NASCAR fans because of Jen's dad. Jen's dad was a Jeff Gordon.
Yeah.
And if anybody out there needs some Jeff Gordon memorabilia, I am the guy that you can contact because I got some.
Have you seen the side-by-side of Jeff Gordon, the driver,
and Jeff Gordon?
Jeff Gordon I'm like, oh, Jeff Gordon's aging like we are.
Yes, he is. 1950 to 1960 was Lee Petty.
Yeah.
1965 to 1981 was Richard Petty.
Yes.
1981 to 91 was Dale Earnhardt.
Yep.
1992 to 2007, which is a huge – Jeff Gordon, that's 15 years. Jeff Gordon was the dude. 2007 to 2012 was Jimmy Johnson.
Yep.
And 2013 to 2021 was Kyle Busch. NASCAR is at a point right now where and IndyCar is at this too. They have to figure out how to get young people to watch their sport. Because I have two young people in my household, one of them, Andrew, who is here right now, And the other is Zach, who may show up down here.
Oh,
and
he's not coming, dude.
No. And they bet, but you know what they bet? Formula One.
Yeah.
Because they watch it Sunday mornings. They can get up at like 6 o'clock and watch Formula One. And then they're riding
up, or they're just coming home.
Oh, no. It could be either one. But they are Formula Lewis Hamilton, and they're going to kill me because I can't remember the other guy's name.
Okay. I heard your oldest.
Oh, my God.
Talk about it.
He loves it.
Very passionate about
it. And he loves it because they tweet at each other. It is.
Right.
It's the old NASCAR when if you didn't like things, you threw your helmet at them and you fought in the pits. And they don't do that anymore. You know, and IndyCar is almost – the Indianapolis 500.
I know, because we used to – I used to care about the pace car. I used to care about the festivities. And I mean, all these.
I wanted to see the drivers drive around.
Exactly.
Nobody cared. They need to – there is no Jeff Gordon. There is no – Jimmy Johnson, and it's people, and they're good. The only person you hear about is Bubba Wallace, and it's bad things, you know that
right.
And he's got
they push it into the
and he's
the
got
front
a great
page.
Story, you
he
know,
does.
And you have
he
Michael
does.
Jordan, and anything Michael Jordan does is going to get pressed,
right?
But Hendrick Motorsports dominated,
right?
And if I pulled, we were at. If we were in Ames at a football game and we walked around the parking lot and so I said, name me the four drivers for Hendrick Motorsports, nobody would know.
Right.
15 years ago, that wouldn't be the same.
Exactly.
I mean, my greatest, this is, and general.
Hendrick, Childress.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember the Wood
Newman
Brothers.
Haas. Yeah. Newman Haas, Wood
absolutely.
Brothers.
Yeah.
Here's the greatest thing. We go to Michigan Speedway, loudest speedway ever.
Yep.
We sit down. We go up like four or five seats. Jen sits in the front row and falls asleep. During time trials, these guys are going by. It is so loud. It's crazy. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. We're live at Tonic Bar, 210 Court Avenue. We'll be back right after this break.
A champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Thursday. We are live at Tonic Bar on 210 Court Avenue. We're enjoying
downtown
it.
Des Moines.
We pretty much control the bar right now. We have people outnumbered.
But we
with our crowd.
With yes. Well, one of them being the owner
and
is part
dog.
Of our crowd. Oh yeah.
He's got his pup dog here, which is pretty cool.
Does Christmas vacation noise every once in a while. I'm like, oh, heavens. Okay.
You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We got to give a shout out to Brooke. Brooke is behind the bar tonight. She's doing a wonderful job.
She's killing it.
She is awesome. Chuck over here is supposed to be taking care of the popcorn machine, but I think all he's doing taking care of it is eating popcorn machine. We once again, we're at Tonic. It's 210 Court Avenue. This is Happy Hour with Steen and Scott. It's at @happyhour_SS on Twitter. My partner, Scott Brower, he is at @Scott_Brower_13, Dan Marino.
You're getting so good at this.
I am.
So good at this.
I am at Steen on Sports, and we're going to continue on with a little bit of conversation. I don't know if you saw today. Oh, what did I do?
Dude, I didn't know if the.
Ooh, I got to do a sponsor. Who do we want to do? You pick the sponsor, and we'll talk about it.
We should. Probably, I think it's been a while since we talked about Northwest Bank.
Northwest Bank, there you go. They have two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. It's a really good bank. I have a feeling that you have stuff at Northwest Bank.
Not currently, but efforting.
I'm efforting as well. They will take care of all your banking needs. That's the thing that you need to know. Go in, just don't tell them that just Steen. Tell them that Mr. Scott Brower and Steen, because we're a part of this together, that we sent you in there and see what they can do for you.
Yeah.
If you go in and say, this is what I need, they're going to take care of those needs. They're going to go above and beyond, and you're going to be extremely happy because that's what they do. Remember, FDIC, it's important. Having banking and having someone that you trust with your information and your money
absolutely.
Is extremely important.
And locations galore.
And locations all over, which is what you need. Okay. Let's
grab the magic pad. Where are we going next?
Well, I don't know if you saw it today, but Zach Stacy, he is a used to be a running back in the NFL, not any longer. Thought it was a really good idea to film himself today beating the crud out of his girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah. And hopefully, this is an NFL problem. So as much as we love the NFL, right? We love watching NFL Sundays. We love betting on NFL. We love the whole deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's the food, the family, the football.
Absolutely.
That's what we do.
When you talk about that, and it brings up a couple of issues with the NFL that we're looking for. Help me out here. It is, I'm thinking, see, sometimes my brain goes back old, so I'm thinking Paul Tagliabue, but that's not who it is. It is the
Roger Goodell.
And what people are coming to him now is, okay, here's some things that we need to do with the NFL. As popular as it is and as much money as it makes, domestic violence has to be taken care of. And domestic violence with football players is more because of certain types of injuries that happen to football players while playing football. Or they could just be, because we're on radio, jerks, right?
Yes.
But there's also underlying conditions with what it is. Because what do we say about the NFL? It is a car wreck on every play.
Right.
You are going at each other and blah, blah, blah. But
I know where you're going. I know where you're okay. going, and I don't mean to jump in early
on
this.
You jump in early.
But
that's why
I need
a show.
I need to cross-section this from a – it's not just an NFL problem, dude.
No.
It's a human problem.
It's a human problem, but it is more prevalent in professional athletes than it is in – people that work in, let's say, property management or
right. I was going to say
lumber companies,
right?
Roofing companies.
I can list a lot of pitchers that got a bad rap.
No, absolutely. It's in sports in general, and the reason that people think that it doesn't get displayed or talked about is because they are so beloved that people just don't want to believe it. This dude taped it,
right?
And it happens yeah. more. So my two biggest problems that I have with the NFL, actually there's three. It's mental health from everything that happens, because I don't think they've ever done a good enough study that actually tells you the mental health aspects of what happens after playing football for 10 years. I know that they don't do enough for the physical things that happen to these athletes.
I don't think you can paint this with a broad brush, though, dude.
But you just
there's
enough of them that you can.
You can try to start with a here's the common line, and this is going to be our barometer to go up and down of what we need to watch for. But you can't. I mean,
here's where I
get hit, you know, by a linebacker is going to be different than you getting hit by a linebacker.
No, that's true.
You know,
this is where the domestic violence thing comes in,
okay.
and why people complain.
All right.
Is because they tend to sweep it under the rug, pay the people off. We can't have the bad publicity. And that's an issue.
I don't think.
With that part.
Yes.
And they don't do enough. And so this leads into all of it is – once people stop playing in the National Football League, what is the NFL's responsibility of making sure that people that have issues are taken care of? It's no different than any other job.
Right.
But it just happens to be a job that you have more people that do more violent things that retire from Hy-Vee. I'm not worried about them out and doing
Okay, are you?
No.
It's a position.
Not because of injuries that happen during employment.
You're saying the multiple head.
I'm thinking they are using their athletes and using. This is what I'm saying. They're using and abusing their athletes until they're no good to them anymore, and then they throw them to the wayside and they don't do anything to help them. And that has not as much to do with the NFL, but it has more to do with the NFL, because in the NFL, in their agreement is taking care of people after they get out of the NFL because of what's happening. They create
the monster, and then with the monster, where's the monster going to be?
Right, you need to take care of the monster after it happens.
Right.
You don't have to do that with baseball. You don't have to do that with the NBA. It's not the same thing.
Right.
The National Football League is the most bet upon, the most watched. Well, it's not the crazy thing. I saw this today. The NBA gets bet on 3-1 on NFL. I did not know that until today. Okay. I saw it today. Had no idea.
Come on, man.
But the NFL gets bet on all that. But that's only bet on. That's not counting what we do on the weekends. What's it called? With players.
Fantasy football.
Okay, doesn't count fantasy football.
I think you're looking at apples and oranges here because we get how many games? Every Sunday we get the NFL.
You get 84 games to 84 games to 19.
You turn on TNT or TBS.
It's on all the time.
All the time it's on.
No. I understand that, but it's just the NFL rules the world. So what everybody's looking at, and you have all kinds of people. So with head injuries and getting people off of fentanyl and all that. And that's when
the painkillers
and the whole thing. If you've never, I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. Back in my day, North Dallas 40. You ever see North Dallas 40?
Mac Davis,
I'm trying to think of who.
Nick Nolte. Oh my gosh!
What a great movie. The amount of narcotics that were, and here's the funny thing. The NFL never said, you know, that's not what the NFL's like, per se.
Yeah.
I think we know
somebody that might give us some stories on that.
Oh, I know. So do I believe that the NFL is responsible for Zach Stacy beating up his girlfriend? No. Do I think Zach Stacy probably has some issues with him because of playing football that makes him not realize how ignorant he is? To a certain extent, there's rules. You happen to be a very the same male adult that I am. You don't do that stuff.
You're saying that the NFL has a responsibility for what he did? Because you want to know, was there because of his continued head trauma, did it change his makeup?
Yeah. Or you're having – this is not me. Sometimes bad is bad.
You know
I'm
that,
reporting.
Dude, right?
I haven't given you my opinion yet. I'm reporting.
Okay.
The reporting says that some of these things that are happening, you can tie to some of the things that are happening while they're playing football they cover up, which I think happens more than what we know.
Well, we've talked about that. It's money.
It is, and everything about
that. If my moneymaker is a bad person, but he makes me a lot of money, he's still going to be my moneymaker.
But then when he doesn't make you money anymore, you still have – if you had a responsibility while he was making you money, do you stop having a responsibility when he doesn't?
I know. The look I'm giving you is not conducive to a radio show. But
It's not. And that's the – I'm a sweetheart, caring, loving human, and you're not.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just kidding.
And there's a reason you sit on the left side of the table. I'm just saying.
You'll stop. I'm probably more conservative than you are.
All right. But no, it just.
But I do have a heart, and I'm not saying it's right, but that's what you saw today on social media. The NFL needs to step in and make sure this doesn't happen. And my take, I could have taken the take either way and said, okay, it's not the NFL's overall problem. My problem with the NFL is I don't like how they take care of their people. If you retire from John Deere after you've worked there for 40 years, John Deere takes care of you.
Yes,
to a certain extent.
Yes.
A multi-billion dollar company that has these guys in their midst for 3, 4, 9, 16 years, right now they have nothing. And I think it needs to be taken care of. Because why is I blame owners and I blame the NFL. Why is all that money that you're getting not going to help? Not going to help finding different ways of taking care of your pain management that doesn't have to do with pretty much narcotic drugs.
Okay.
I mean, you have a responsibility. It's not lumbermen.
You are okay,
right.
Okay. To me, you are painting with too broad of a brush here.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, there are. I don't want to say this. They are using them to the extent for it to be a financial gain.
Yes.
The ones that do the right thing.
Almost $1 trillion a year.
But the ones that you're going to have good and you're going to have bad. You know this. With employees, coworkers, whatever. You're going to have good and you're going to have bad. You make the most of what you have with what is in front of you. You don't expect the apple to do the job of the orange. You don't expect the guy that is 6'4 and 300 some pounds, to be the 4'4 running back. I mean, it's how do I say this? You gotta look at it from the standpoint of there's a lot of guys out there that played 3 years, they made $600,000 on those 3 years, they've got a decent, and they turned that into a business and they had a successful life. Okay?
But they're mentally and physically debilitated.
So I don't think you can just
take
a marker and go, he's got a problem, check, he gets, we're going to take care of him for the rest of his life.
Where do you work this? You work for John Deere for 3 years and you retire
do
with
you
John
get
Deere.
Hit in the head?
Well,
every
no, John, but that makes it worse though. No, so I don't expect that out of John Deere. The NFL makes $22 billion a year.
And they've got really good lawyers that make really good contracts.
Yes. And I think they need to do a better job of taking care of their players. I'm not having the same fight with the NBA. They make just as much money.
Right.
They don't – it's not a train wreck, a car wreck every play. I don't think they're taking enough care of their players. And you have people out there right now that are mad because you can't celebrate. Or you can't, you're getting taunting calls.
Right.
I'm more worried about people who, Junior Seau, who couldn't take it anymore, didn't want to do anything to his family, killed himself.
I know.
And it's not Junior Seau, it's Junior Seau, he played football. It's Junior Seau, Hall of Fame, Super Bowl winner, Junior Seau, killed himself so he didn't have to live through what he was living through. The NFL union. See, that's the problem, and that's the thing you're looking at. Is your company unionized?
No.
No. So, see, that it's different, right?
Right.
This is a unionized company. They have a players union.
Yes, they do.
And I agree with you.
I don't want it to just be the problem, and then it becomes the NFL. Where is that individual's support?
Get you. What Zach Stacy did, he should go to jail and rot.
What he did was bad.
Right. That has nothing to do with the NFL. But if it comes back and he has a brain something because of the NFL, then it does, because then it's an underlying. I have no idea. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ. We'll be back right after this break.
It's the biggest shopping day of the year, Black Friday. Whether you are shopping...
Puddle City, it's Steen on Sports. 1700, The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Last segment on this Thursday. It is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We are live at Tonic Bar. 210 Court. Having a lot of fun. We're going to... Oh, I've got a live microphone.
That's a
scary thing. We're going to give this to somebody, but he can't talk yet because I got to do a few things here. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I want to thank you for coming in today on Thursday. And I need to talk closer. Sorry.
There you go.
I apologize. See, now I'm in the red. What did I miss? So you can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at Happy Hour SS _ no, Happy Hour _SS. Sorry, too many things.
You're good.
Boom, 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 boom. 55, bad brain. What else do I got? 1700thechamp.com. You can go in and you can listen to the show live. If you click the live microphone up on the right-hand corner, podcast will be on. So the podcast for this, I'll have it up and live out there tomorrow. Who do I want to thank? I want to thank Scott for being here with me, buddy.
Yeah, it's a new world for me, and I enjoy it.
So, yeah, so Scott comes in all the time and says, yeah, my friends listened the other day, and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, the same thing we've been doing since our boys. So mine's getting ready to turn 21. Yours is 20.
Let's go. Getting ready to turn. So he is 21.
He's okay. Yeah,
let's leave it. Let it go.
Yes. So a long time. And I remember the first time Scott came, he sat down by me and goes, which son's yours? And I said, number 10. Oh, and I'm like, yeah. And I go, yeah, his brothers are worse.
Yeah, because
I didn't say that. I said something worse.
It was, yeah, because Nate had struck out, got the noodle arms going, whatever. I said,
where did he learn that from?
I said, did he get that from his mom? He said, no, his brothers are
a handful.
Let's just go with that.
So we are down here at Tonic at 210 Court Avenue. And one of the how do I need to introduce him? It's Randy.
Randy.
And he is a.
Would we say one of the owners, Randy?
One of the owners.
Or just are you here
in
a lot?
Fairness, Randy Schuler, but I own like 146th of this bar. Let's be clear.
Hey, that's
majority owner is Kyle Pritchard. He is the straw that stirs the drink.
He was the guy that unlocked the door for us. Well, we appreciate it.
He's a good dude too.
He is. Kyle is a great dude. Much better than me.
So,
well, but you get the good seating all the time.
You get good seating. You happen to be. So my brother and sister-in-law are both lawyers. Randy is as well. And he has your significant other's name is?
Michelle Couture.
Michelle, which is if you bomb, she's walking over here and taking the phone or taking the microphone away from you.
She should just grab it right now. If she was smart, she would be much better at this.
Here's the great thing for you. Michelle, just come over here and you guys can share, because I want to get this, because this is important. We want to do this more often and having you guys. So, Michelle, we'll start with you. Favorite college team is?
I'm a little ambivalent, but Iowa State.
Yes!
I'm just not super sporty.
There you go.
I like them all. Any Iowa team.
Randy.
We are a house divided in that situation.
Because you're a Hawkeye.
I'm definitely a Hawkeye.
You're a Hawkeye fan.
For sure. I grew up in Eastern Iowa.
You did.
You have to be a Hawkeye fan.
You have to be.
From there.
Oh. And he went to UNI.
When did you go to UNI? Years.
The year. I graduated in 1997.
Right.
From UNI.
From UNI.
Yeah,
yes.
He's a little younger than we are.
Plus,
he actually went to class. You wouldn't have known him. So.
No. So she graduated from UNI in 88.
For the radio listeners, he's pointing
to his wife,
Jen.
Yes. I went to UNI in 84, 85, and 86. The biggest thing that I did at UNI was play basketball every day and go to Dune. The original Dune was 1984. Did you know that?
Was that on? Yes.
I saw it in a movie theater, live. What were you, 10?
Yes, I was. Let's go with that. I was 15.
Okay, so I know you guys live downtown.
We live probably 200 yards from here, Michelle.
Just down the alley.
There you go. So I work for my real job, Nat Properties. We have a lot of properties down here. Downtown living. Grade. What do you give the grade for downtown living right now?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Grade.
What grade for downtown living?
I give it a 10.
We
live across the street from Hy-Vee. Super convenient. Although I actually maybe a 9 because we just lost Java Joe's. We're pretty disappointed about that.
Yeah. That was
okay. And I agree with that. Somebody's coming in there in a heartbeat.
Oh, I know. I'm maybe a deli.
That would be.
Not sure. It's going to be good, and there's a theater there.
Okay, so next question for you guys is, where did you get the meat and the meat tray that you brought in?
Charcuterie, Gary.
Charcuterie.
The Hy-Vee next door.
There you go.
We go there probably 9.5 times a week.
And
I mean,
not,
we are there at least every day.
And not that I'm cross-promoting, but that may be in that property's property. With the housing that is there as well. So that is a really cool Hy-Vee, though.
It's incredible. It has everything you need. I also met Gene Simmons there once, and he twirled me. You can't get better than that.
Okay, so that's
like the bassist or the – wow, really?
Gene, have you not been watching the Hy-Vee commercials that are on there? He's on that commercial, Gene Simmons.
No, it was Danica Patrick and
– Mark Wahlberg, Donnie Wahlberg, Gene Simmons.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I would have preferred running into Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, yes.
Hy-Vee is also signing NFL quarterbacks now as well. Kirk Cousins, Patrick Mahomes. They are taking over the world.
Always Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner has a special in their heart. Kurt Warner's movie is coming out this weekend at movie theaters. The story of being a Hy-Vee stock boy and then winning a Super Bowl and becoming a Hall of Fame player. It's a story that nobody, if you told the story, nobody believed you.
Right. Well,
if you didn't know it, nobody believes you that happened.
I believe that Kurt Warner was there 2 years that I was there, and I don't believe I went to a football game and watched Kurt Warner throw a pass in the dome, and that is embarrassing.
I don't know if he threw a pass in the dome.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't.
I actually saw him as a barnstormer. That was pretty sweet.
He was really good as a barnstormer, and that's a big deal. I mean, and it needs to – that's one of those things. For Des Moines to keep succeeding how Des Moines is, you have to have that. Des Moines Bucks getting ready to be at what used to be Merle Hay Mall.
Right.
And being able to do that. And to get – to go down and see the Timberwolves G League team, you have to be able to do that. I mean, those things are important, not only for that reason – but to get concerts, and they're going to start coming back. I mean, people...
For sure.
We just went 2 years without having people do anything.
Well, and when we were setting up today, it was kind of funny because Gary and I are looking out over here. He's like, okay, this is our building that we deal with. This one's full, blah, blah. And then we were lingering back to when this used to be Judge Roy Beans.
I mean, that's what it was for me. Yep. We came down here. It was Judge Roy Beans. And... Sobraco Fruit Company was right next door.
Right.
My dad worked for Sobraco's. I mean, this has so much – Court Avenue has so much meaning.
But again, as we said, the evolution of you've got downtown, you've got the East Village. I mean, it's we wouldn't be doing some of the things that –
It's a fantastic place to live, eat, play. I mean, everybody that lives down here loves it, and most people that are on the fence – you should probably come down.
It really does. I mean, it has everything. Here's the thing that everybody cares about. Parking. How's parking for you guys?
Well, we have underground parking, but there is plenty of street parking. And the new parking ramp opened up. So the one that was going to be the big, tall building, it now is just a parking ramp. And so there's plenty of parking ramp. We got the Winter's Farmers Market is this weekend. There's places to park. Same with the Civic Center parking right over by there.
Oh, yeah.
See, and that's what we try to do, and I try to cross-promote because Knapp Properties is nice enough to let me do this. We're thinking the same thing, that we care about downtown, and we think it's exciting for people to be down here. And, you know, it went through 2 years of – I'm sorry, 2 years of hell, I mean, that we've gone through. Is it coming back? Do you see crowds?
For sure. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, Wells Fargo is open back up.
Yes.
I mean, they are ready for business. I went to the Iowa Wolves game last night, and plug for the Iowa Wolves. Those guys are tall, big, and athletic, and fun to watch, and they are 30 seconds away from being in the NBA.
Yep, and they are.
I mean, that is impressive.
It is marketing genius to watch the Wolves and what they do. I mean, that's what it is. We appreciate you very much for letting us come
down
here.
Thanks for letting us come down, Randy.
Hopefully we can come down here more often.
Love to have you. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be talking Tonic all the time. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Happy Hour with Steen and Scott. We had a blast. See
Love
you tomorrow.
It.
It's green, Maura.